Welcome to KAWC's The Hotspot.
I'm Maya Manry.
And I'm Chloe Michael.
Produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom, we look forward to bringing you news that matters to Yuma and La Paz counties.
Last weekend, the No Kings Day protest took place across the country, in which Yuma, Arizona participated. We'll hear from local protesters. Later, we'll have this week's flash interview, and we'll hear our sound of the week. But first, some news. The government shutdown has left nearly 35,000 federal workers in Arizona without pay, hitting rural families especially hard. Labor leaders are asking for donations to help people get food and essentials through the Arizona Food Bank Network. Many federal workers live paycheck to paycheck, and the longer the shutdown lasts, the more at-risk programs are to run out of funds.
Arizona Western College Continuing Education is partnering with the Arizona Community Tree Council to offer an arboriculture pre-employment training program. To be eligible, students must be between the ages of 18 and 26, have a high school diploma or GED, and be willing to commit to the full 8-week training. Corporate training specialist Elizabeth Haas speaks on the significance of a program like this being offered in Yuma.
By the community learning this type of training, they're able to work with a government job or even start their own business by learning all this new materials and what safety and precautions needs to be done before starting this type of job.
Students will earn $15 an hour and work 32 hours per week, receive safety equipment, a certification of attendance, travel assistance, and a $1,000 completion stipend.
The Gadsden Elementary School District Number 32 Governing Board is exploring a partnership with Pep Tech High Schools. The plan is to expand post-graduation opportunities for students as they transition from middle school to high school. The district board members and leadership team have begun conversations to explore program alignments, dual enrollment opportunities, and technical education pathways for students in Gadsden. You know, that was a really interesting opportunity that I'm hearing about people who are younger wanting to get into the work industry.
It was honestly kind of a breath of fresh air, you know, with all the government shutdown stuff happening, to just learn about a new opportunity.
Speaking of which, how do you feel about the government shutdown?
It's a little scary. I'm very fortunate to not be affected by it, but I do hope that the people who need the benefits that aren't currently available get them soon.
The KAWC Student Newsroom partnered with CNO Primera host and producers Sahe Barsanas and Evelyn Garcia for the No Kings Day protest.
The protest was held on October 18th in Yuma at the corner of 16th Street and 4th Avenue.
We begin with Scott Jones, who I interviewed. Scott expressed his concern for the defunding of public education and the need for representation in Arizona. So what brought you to the protest today?
A concern for the future of our country. The founding fathers foresaw this. Power corrupts absolutely, and checks and balances were built into the Constitution for a reason, intentionally, because the founding fathers knew that the nature of power is corruption. And Trump's doing everything he can to subvert that.
So is this your first protest?
No. I did the other No Kings thing earlier when it was warmer. This is much nicer.
So is this your second protest then?
Second, yes, that's correct.
So what has this issue mean to you? Well, what effects does it have on the community?
Well, the defunding of public education is a real concern. That we aren't all in this together, that everyone's in their own individual bubble being weaponized. I mean, the Department of Justice is being weaponized. Everything that Trump says the other guy is doing is exactly what he's doing. Hillary was a consummate liar. Well, Donald can't get that guy under subpoena because he's gonna lie 5 times in 3 minutes.
So if you were to speak directly to the lawmakers, what would you say?
Let's have representation for Arizona. Mike Johnson needs to stop protecting the pedophiles.
So what issue with this protest does the mean the most to you?
The idea that the American public isn't standing still for the corruption and the propaganda and the thought control of things like Fox News.
So what is a common misconception people have about protests like this, and what would you like to say about that?
Common misconceptions about protest, that they're violent, that they're anti-American. There's nothing more American than getting out and having your voice heard. And this is the most American thing in the world, our voices being heard.
Up next, we have Brenda Braz, who was interviewed by Siendo Primero host Sahe Barsnes and highlighted the value of freely expressing one's views in a democracy.
Can we have your point of view about this protest?
Well, I think it's great. That's why we live in a democracy, right? That we can all come out here and express our views and hopefully do it safely without worrying about being thrown into the back of a van and never seen or heard from again, sent to a foreign country.
Have you attended before?
I did one, kinda. Anyway, I tried.
That's good. I can see a poster here. Can you explain it to us?
Well, there's a story called The Emperor Has No Clothes, and he's a pompous fool, and people convince him that he has magical powers and only he can see his beautiful clothing, but in fact, he's naked. And finally, everybody's, you know, putting up with that and going, oh, yeah, that's great. And then some little brave kid goes, wait, he's naked. And then everybody wakes up.
Do you have any advice for the people who'll be listening about this?
Resist this takeover of our government, because right now it's so close to being lost forever. And I'm 72 years old, and I never thought I would see this happen. And I have terminal cancer, and I just never thought that that this could happen in my country. So do what you can to restore and keep our democracy, because it's very precious. There's so few places in the world that have a country like ours.
Another person I interviewed, Zachary Gerber, says he fears for the future of this country.
What brought you to the protest today?
Honestly, I'm scared for our country. I'm worried that we're no longer going to be a democracy. I'm scared for our future as a country. I care about this country so deeply, and we cannot bow down to wannabe dictators.
Is this your first protest?
No, it's not. I came out to the first No Kings protest a few months back.
So how long have you been involved with this issue?
I've been staunchly anti-Trump and a never-Trumper since his first campaign election. And I was a campaigner for Kamala Harris. I've been deeply involved in local politics. It's just something that, you know, it drives me every day, I think.
So how would you personally feel that issues like this affect your community?
I mean, the effects of Trump are far-reaching. It's going to affect not only our country as a whole, but also our local community. With the government shutdown that the Republicans have been going, I think it's been going on for 3 weeks now, they're trying to get rid of, you know, ACA benefits. They're trying to get rid of food stamp programs. During the shutdown, Trump and the admin have been illegally firing thousands of federal employees. All of those actions are going to have effects on our local community, even here in Yuma. You know, SNAP benefits that people who need money, you know, depend on to survive. All of that could go away in an instant if Trump and his cronies, you know, decide to take it away.
So with the government shutdown, what is the thing you're most concerned about?
Honestly, the thing I'm most concerned about is their attempt to consolidate power during the government shutdown. One of the signs that I'm carrying today says "No taxation without representation," and I wrote that sign because, our representative from District 7, Adelita Grijalva, was elected, I think 3 weeks ago, and she still hasn't been seated. I think that they're doing that. That Mike Johnson is refusing to seat her because if he does, she would be the deciding vote to bring a vote on releasing the Epstein files to the floor of Congress, and he wants to avoid that. I'm just worried that the shutdown could last indefinitely, and in that power vacuum of no government, you know, in Congress, I feel like Trump is going to try to do whatever he wants. I feel like. I don't know. I'm honestly worried that he's going to try to fire all of the four-star generals and replace them with, you know, Trump sycophants. It's a scary time.
So what change would you see after this protest?
I'm hoping that, you know, that people who haven't been involved in politics see the support. I mean, I'm honestly surprised. There's hundreds of people out here today. There's people going all the way down 4th Ave. It's incredible. And my hope is just that people who have been like sitting on the sidelines, and you know, to their credit, they have busy lives. Inflation is through the roof because of Trump and his admin. People are struggling to survive because of Trump and his administration. I'm just hoping that this gives, you know, maybe lights a fire under their butts, and to show them that, you know, maybe they could find some time to join us and be vocal about, you know, their disdain for the Trump administration and all that he's doing.
So what's a common misconception that people have about protests that you would like to debunk and talk about?
Yeah, I think the biggest misconception for a lot of people, especially on the right, is that these protests are violent, that we hate America. I'm seeing like dozens of American flags out here today. This is not a hate America protest. This is a we love America protest, and we don't want to lose our country protest.
So I wasn't at this one. You were, but you weren't at the first one. What was it like? Because the first one had a good amount of people, but it always... How do I say this? It always felt like there was more people always coming, and there were cops, like, they weren't, like, there, but they were close. What was it like this one?
Well, with this one, the second one, well, I saw a lot of people. As a matter of fact, I decided to walk around the sidewalk that wrapped around the Dunkin' Donuts that was nearby, and, like, it was wrapped, and there was, like, people on, like, corners. So there was a lot of people, and in terms of, like, seeing, like, cop cars around, I have not seen any of the cop cars. However, I did see very interesting people in inflatable costumes, which made the thing a little bit more entertaining.
In this week's Flash Interview, Evelyn Garcia learns what drives a student to become a nurse.
Hi, my name is Jolene. I'm in my first semester of nursing school.
So is this your first time here in the community college?
No, I started right after high school, but it was mainly always online. And then starting now, I'm more in school, essentially, more on campus.
What are you looking forward into nursing?
Honestly, just I've always been in love with the nursing field. Honestly, helping out people. I've always been somebody that loves helping out people and just being myself when I'm taking care of other people.
What's the hardest thing about nursing?
I want to say time management, because if you don't know how to manage your time, it would be very hard to like pick up on certain traits and manage your time, giving time to different things.
Have you ever thought of doing nursing at a university?
Yes, right now I am currently enrolled at ASU as well. So I'm actually finishing up my bachelor's as well.
That was Evelyn Garcia speaking with nursing student Jolene.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Since 1980, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has been a trusted philanthropic partner, helping individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits work together to create a stronger community. More at cfsaz.org.
Welcome back to KAWC's The Hotspot, a production of the KAWC Student Newsroom. I'm Chloe Michael.
And I'm Maya Manry.
In this episode, Sound of the Week, Sahe Barsana shares the sound of breakfast.
Today is the day. Oh, I finally get enough time to cook a nice breakfast. As a college student, my schedule can be crazy. Most days, I'm lucky if I grab a coffee on the go. But not today. Rare moment of peace before class. And I'll be treating myself. And that crackle is just the beginning. The energy boost I need for a long study day. And full belly, happy heart, day started. Want some?
Now more from the No King's Day protest.
Darlene Irwin speaks with Siena Primero's Evelyn Garcia about how she's protesting for people's freedom to democracy.
How are you feeling about this protest we're having? I think it's great. We have such a huge turnout. I'm just very, very happy with the turnout and people that are out here standing for democracy and our freedoms.
What does this protest mean to you?
Well, it means that we are standing up to show the current administration that we want to have our freedoms, the freedom of speech, the freedom to live our lives without interference, the freedom to not have people targeted just because they're brown. Basically, the freedom of democracy.
How do you relate the No King protest with our current government?
Well, our current government, I believe, is acting like a king, like a dictator, in that they're trying to push through things and that are illegal and then waiting for the courts to try to sort them out. But that's not the way our government is supposed to work. We need our basic freedoms. I'm 72 years old, so I have lived through seeing in Houston, black schools, white schools, seeing women not have rights of, you know, getting a loan on their own if they're not married, having to have have fault in order to get a divorce. You had to prove your husband was, you know, having an affair or something. All these things, and women's rights for their body, all kinds of things. We've, through my 72 years, we've come a long way. Women, you know, had just barely gotten the vote when I was born in 53. So, you know, in my lifetime, there's been tremendous changes, and we've enabled ourselves to have freedom. And people that are different from us have the right to be different. If they want to be, you know, gay or trans or whatever, that's their right. And it's just, it's amazing that he's appointed all these people that are just trying to take away our rights. And Project 2025, that he supposedly had nothing to do with or didn't even know about it, so many of them have been appointed to positions. And when you go down the list of what they wanted, it's just, they're like halfway or three quarters of the way through it to making us into a fascist nation.
What do you hope to accomplish with this protest?
Getting the word out to people like independents and moderate Republicans, at least, the word out to everyday people and some people that have no interest at all in politics, that it's very important, that it's going to come back to haunt everybody. And so this is not a Democrat thing, a Republican thing, an independent thing. It's for everybody. Everyone in the U.S. needs to be aware of what's happening and do something about it. Stand up and say, this is not right.
Is there anything you would like to say?
I just would like for people to realize that a lot of the news agencies or so-called news agencies that many of my friends listen to are not telling the truth. So when you hear something, fact check it. There is such a thing as fact checking. And so if people would fact check all of these lies that are being spewed, just like the lies about this being an anti-America, a hate rally. No, this is a rally showing that we want our freedoms and our independence. We love America. I have my flag on my sign. We love America. We love the America that we are, where everybody has the freedom to live a life without worrying about whether they're going to get stopped because they're walking down the street and they're brown and they have on work clothes. This is not the America that we know and love. So I love America. And I'm also a Christian. But I am not for a MAGA Christian. I am not for a Christian nationalist. We need separation of church and state.
Another protester I spoke with, Alexandria Shipman, shares her support for human rights.
Today, I was brought in by some friends who asked if I wanted to join, and I decided this time I had the ability to do it.
Is this your first protest?
It is, actually.
So what does this issue mean to you, and what changes do you hope to see in the future?
There's a lot of issues I have with the current administration. I believe that human rights come first, and that includes our ability to be able to live freely as long as we're not hurting other people. I mean, imprisoning people without due process is wrong, obviously, deporting people to prisons in foreign countries where we're unable to get them back is absolutely horrifying, because that means we're opening up the gates for political opponents or just normal everyday people who disagree that can be able to be disappeared without any form of retribution or justice actually being enacted.
So what changes do you hope to see after this protest is over?
I honestly don't think much will change, but I do believe that it brings hope to the community itself, and that's what's important, to show people that they're no longer alone, that we're all against the abuse that is happening. And maybe if we, as in the Ants movie showed, that if we show there's enough of us, we can stand up together and change something.
So how do you believe this issue has personally affected your community?
I think this issue has personally affected my community deeply. We have a big immigrant community here. It puts a lot of people in fear, even American citizens, simply because of the way they look. And that's not fair. I'm here for those friends. I'm here for those community members that even disagree with me. I'm just here to show them that they're not alone, and I'll say something I'm not scared to.
So if you were to speak directly to lawmakers right now, what would you say to them?
Quit being scared. Quit, I don't know, where are your values? Is it in money? Is it in power? Or is it in the community that you promised to serve? Because a lot of them, it feels like it's no longer with the individual people that they care about, it's with what they can gain.
Anything else you would like to say?
That, you know, even if it seems hopeless, there's people out there who want to help you. Just reach out. It's all about the individual smaller communities than it is about national community at this point.
Evelyn Garcia interviewed protester Bob Cuckler, who said it was significant for a protest to happen in Yuma.
What does this protest mean to you? Why are you here?
Well, I'm here as much as anything to photograph it and record it on video and then post the video and the photographs on the Indivisible Facebook page and other Facebook pages that I think are relevant to what's going on. So to me, though, what's fascinating about it is that you have all these people out here in what I consider to be a city that is not known for its civic involvement. You know, there are a lot of populations in Yuma that just aren't really engaged civically because of the transient nature of their being here. So for example, you have the military, you know, they're only here for a couple of years. You have the farm workers who only come over for the day to harvest the crops. You have the winter visitors who are only here for 6 months at a time. So it tends to be a slightly more disengaged community than a normal city of this size in the United States. But when you see all these folks out here, it's impressive because they're engaged, you know, and I think that's pretty neat. So it's fun to observe it and really see the enthusiasm that people have for preserving democracy and all that cool stuff.
How do you relate the No King protest with our current government?
Oh, well, I think it's appropriate. I mean, it's obvious that the current government is definitely leaning toward an authoritarian form of governance, which is not what America is supposed to be about. So I think the notion that these folks are out here with that theme, with the No Kings theme, I mean, that's what America was founded on, right? It was the idea was to get away from the king and have self-government. So I think it's great that they picked that title. I think it's appropriate for what's going on in government, yeah.
All right. What do you hope to accomplish with this protest?
Well, you know, I'm not really protesting as much as I am recording. So, I'm hoping to record it as much as anything. I don't know what folks are really thinking in terms of what they want to accomplish with it, but I think what they want to do is show everybody that people do care about democracy and they are engaged and they're willing to stand up for it. So I think they're accomplishing that. If you look at the turnout, it's pretty good. And I think the message is being sent. I hope it's being received. I don't know if it is or not, but it's certainly being sent.
Finally, we have an interview in Spanish with Evelyn Aros, who spoke with Sahe Barcenos from Siendo Primero. Evelyn discussed her immigrant background as a key reason for joining the protest.
Me da mucho gusto a mirar que mucha gente nos van a apoyar, pues que nos apoyan nuestros derechos. Y a mí me han dicho que estoy destruyendo mi país, aunque yo nací aquí.
Me habías comentado anteriormente que tu familia es parte inmigrante. ¿Me podrías dar un poquito más de contexto acerca de eso?
Mi familia llegaron de Guadalajara, México. Y llegaron aquí porque no tenían dinero para comer. Se les quemaron su casa, no tenían juguetes. Mi tía jugaba con muñequitas, fotos de mujeres que cortaba de las noticias y los magazines. Y pues llegaron aquí nomás para trabajar, hacer mejor vida. Y es todo lo que hacemos ya. Tenemos compañías de nosotros, damos trabajo a gente que están batallando, regalamos las ropas a la gente que no tienen.
¿Habías venido anteriormente a este evento?
Trato de venir a todos los eventos que yo puedo. Yo he ido a marchas para el LGBTQ y también voy a los shows que puedo ir a apoyar. Nomás que lo otro, No Kings, no pude venir porque yo me había lastimado de mi pierna. No podía caminar. Y yo todavía diario estoy en el internet poniendo información de lo que está pasando, pues. Porque yo miro mucho MAGA, pues en el Facebook, en el Twitter, por las familias, los amigos. Yo a todos les digo, hey, está pasando algo aquí, ven con nosotros. Oh, mira, ¿sabes que nos están subiendo los taxes y todo eso?
Me enteré por algunas voces aquí que les pidieron que fueran de amarillo. ¿Tiene algún significado?
El amarillo era un símbolo de la resistencia. Lo usan en el Ukraine. No tenía yo una blusa amarilla para ponerme, pero me puse uno de Pikachu, que está amarillo, ¿verdad? Pero no me pude poner mi vestido amarillo porque yo desde aquí voy a trabajar. Me da risa porque nos dicen que no. En la mañana, cuando puse mi signs en el internet, dijeron, ¡ay, qué raros ustedes! ¡Ganaron trabajo! ¡Me voy a trabajar después de esto!
Veo que tienes dos pósters y también llevas una corona. ¿Nos podrías explicar para las personas que no pueden ver tus pósters en este momento, pero que están escuchando esta entrevista? ¿Podrías explicar cada uno?
Ah, pues aquí es nomás un corazón grande con un otter de arcoíris, como apoyando lo del LGBTQ, que nomás dice paz. Porque también lo que me molesta más es toda la guerra con el Venezuela, amenazando al Canadá, el Panamá, toda la gente, los países que nos apoyaban, pues. No podemos andar haciendo eso. Todos nos deberemos a querer. Pero aquí en el otro, nomás es el profesor del Futurama, dice, dile que lo odio. En la caricatura dijo, ¿qué son esos criaturas anaranjados horribles? Me acuerdo al Trump. Y mi corona nomás dice, pues, no rey. Porque yo creo que el rey es la gente. Nosotros somos el rey.
KAWC's The Hotspot is produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media.
Check us out on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Facebook at Hotspot KAWC.
The show is available as a podcast or online at kawc.org under the Shows tab.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by our listeners and by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona and the Scripps Howard Fund.
Our theme music is Election Time by Kiartan Abel. The Flash Interviews music is Funkmeister by DOJT. Both are available at freesound.org.
I'm Maya Manry.
I'm Chloe Michael.
Bringing the heat to Yuma and La Paz counties, it's
The Hotspot. Hot